Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway.
Man, full of frames.
Then we perfect. We good. We're in Utica.
Utica, New York.
We're in Utica, New York with some cookies from where are we at right now?
Doubletree Hilton.
Doubletree Hilton.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Thank you for having me pull up.
Thank you for coming, my bro.
I thought we had to start off with the cookie review.
Had to, right?
You said these are...
They say they're world famous.
Can't anybody say that?
They though? Can. We about to find out.
It's like that scene in Elf. You ever seen the movie Elf?
Hell yeah.
Where he's like, congratulations. Congrats, the best coffee in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what this is.
Takes the girl on the date.
Yeah.
For the best. All right, so.
All right.
We got some nuts in there. Not allergic, right?
Yo, pause.
Hey, yo.
Cookie, yeah, it says, oh, nuts contains walnuts.
Okay, we got all sorts of nuts in here.
Always a warm welcome.
That's a good thing to have. It's pretty damn good, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Pretty good. But really, any cookie that's warm, you could tell me it's world famous, and I'd be like, all right.
That rare cookie.
But it's just, if you microwaved it a little bit, it becomes world famous.
Famous, yeah. You're right.
I mean, thank you very much for letting us record here.
Yeah, appreciate the cookies, too.
If the CEO of Doubletree is watching Bucked Up.
Not bad. So we usually on our show do a 1 out of 10 how you doing's rating on the cookie. What you got?
1 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
A 7.
7 how you doing's?
A strong 7.
You do like a 7-6 how you doing for sure.
How about you?
7-6 how you doing? Yes, sir. It's got that warm chocolate, like right in the middle, and then the nuts is just all on top. It's a good,
no,
it's a good cookie.
It's a 7. It's a 7. But I'm an oatmeal raisin guy.
Okay. That's right up your alley, though, kind of.
What's your cookie?
Straight chocolate chip.
You're a chocolate chip guy?
I'm a chocolate chip dude.
Basic, bro.
Sorry. Nice and warm. Chocolate chip cookies, that's my shit.
Are you a cooking guy or a baking guy more?
Don't bake.
At all?
No. Try. Not good at it. I'm definitely more of a cooking guy.
So you're not like, you're more savory than sweet?
Depends on the dish. Like, you can make a dish sweet, but, I'm just not a baker. Can't bake.
I'm not like that much of a sweets guy.
Mm-hmm. You don't like candy or nothing like that?
Sometimes, if I'm baked enough, but like, I'll go, bro, you asked me about Chinese food, like, I'll just go fried rice all the time.
Fried rice? I feel that before sweets or anything.
Yeah.
Like dark chocolate frozen at nighttime.
Bar,
that's what I like.
Yeah. What I like. That was a bar right there.
That's what it's about.
What's your high food? Like, you're fucked up. You're like, damn, I need this right now.
It's like, it's going to be the same answer for any other question, probably, if I'm anything else but pizza. If I'm high, if I'm not high, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, it's pizza.
A specific type?
Nah, it don't matter. Pizza, good pizza, New York pizza, Utica pizza, at that.
What's your first pizza memory?
Oof. First pizza memory is I choked on food when I was younger. And my mother got scared, and she would dead ass like chop up my food mad fine. And she took the cheese off my pizza for mad long, bro. I didn't have cheese on pizza for dumb long.
Did you choke on cheese?
I choked on something, I can't remember. I choked on a few things in life. Pause, 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 pause. Yeah. Sam Buck led me right into that one.
I didn't even mean to.
Damn,
you fucking
bro.
Felt up on that one.
But yeah, so, and then finally, I remember my uncle actually one day, she was about to take off the cheese and cut my slice up, and he was like, give him the slice. And it changed my life, bro. That's my earliest memory of pizza, right there.
So you and pizza have like a trauma bond.
Yes.
It's not even...
No, not even capping, for real. In a lot of different ways.
Do you only eat cheese pizza?
Nah, I'll eat other things on pizza, you know, specialty exotic pizza, but if I'm chilling, we just grabbing a cheese, extra crispy,
extra. You right, but I'm a buffalo chicken pizza. I like a non-tomato sauce pizza.
Okay, now we fuck like with buffalo chicken because we're actually halfway in between New York City and Buffalo, and we get a lot of buffalo sauce, buffalo chicken, all sorts of ingredients and different dishes. So buffalo chicken slices are all over the place in these different pizza spots.
What, you said you had more trauma bonds to pizza. I need to hear all your traumatic pizza stories.
Dude, it's just when things were going bad, man, you just go to the pizza spot, grab a slice, especially when it's the only thing around sometimes too, you know?
Yeah.
Only thing you can afford.
McDonald's kind of took that over.
Yeah?
I feel like if you're down bad now, like kids down bad aren't going to go get a slice. They're going to go get something from like a...
Well, they gotta wake up, man. Go grab a slice from your local pizza spot when you're down bad, man. If you're depressed, don't call nobody. Don't call no therapist. Go to your local pizza spot. They're gonna make you feel better for sure.
That's fire. Yeah, that's sure. Fire. Fuck a therapist. Get a slice.
Get a slice of pizza, bro. Yes. That's all you need sometimes, a slice of pizza. Go by yourself. Go with somebody. Yeah, facts. They want to go through the drive-thru. Yeah.
But you don't feel as guilty if you're eating in your car. Facts, if you have to eat in public, you kind of have to watch what you're eating. Eh. If you're in your car, you can be a monster.
Cheese and shit all over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
You got to go vacuum up.
Am I wrong?
I mean, yeah, I don't care either way. I'm eating, so.
Are you a movie guy?
Yeah, fuck movies.
You seen that movie The Whale that Brendan Fraser won?
I did not see it, nah.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yes, I do.
Where's that big
he was a big dude,
guy?
Yeah.
There's a scene in that where he's eating a meatball sub, and everything around him's just blurry, and he's just going to town on the
That's
meatball.
That's how you feel in your car,
I was
yeah?
like, damn. I relate to a movie.
Yeah, I'm the whale, bro.
I am the whale.
I can relate to that sometimes. I feel fucked up sometimes after eating all this goddamn food.
Do you only eat certain food at nighttime?
Nah. If I got something fire, I'm warming it up. That's
pizza for breakfast?
Hell yeah.
Cold?
Hell yeah. You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people think I'm crazy for that.
Yeah, hell no. You can eat pizza any time of the day.
All right. I'm going to ask you some weird questions because maybe you do this too.
Okay.
Do you fully dry off when you get out the shower or do you just kind of get out and move?
Nah, I fully dry off. Facts.
See, I just get it. People think I'm crazy. I'll just
you,
get
you
out
got
and
you,
move.
Nah, you get a little bit crazy.
I'll just put the towel around and walk away.
You put your shirt on wet though?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
So your back's just sticking to your shirt?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. <She's wet around. laughs> I'm just being honest. I'm being honest on the Doubletree.
That's wild.
That cookie got
you. Yeah, the cookie has something in it, yo.
The truth serum. That's so funny. So your first memory was that, damn. So then how'd your mom react to your uncle saying that
shit? Was pissed. She was pissed, but she gave me the slice. And like I said, it changed my life. I don't know. Like I said, ever since, pizza's just my food. It's honestly
but food
like...
food is your thing. Like
facts,
food and music,
facts,
you know?
Facts, facts, facts. That's my shit, but like, I don't know. If I was to ever do anything, it most likely have something to do with pizza. Open a spot, whatever. Like, we got the pizza specialista doing something right now just to promote the show. But pizza's like a real, real thing around here, you know? Especially to me.
I'm so interested in people's origin stories. So what's the music, like, side of that? When did that get introduced?
Oh, man. I think, my brother shit off camera. Back in the day, showing me a bunch of crazy artists and shit, Jeezy being one of the big ones. Like, I think the first time I ever really heard rap music was like Eminem or 50 Cent. I think so. And I remember I bought the fake G-Unit spinner from the shoe department. Shout out the shoe department. I bought the fake G-Unit spinner. I never wore it. But
how much that cost?
It was like $15, bro.
That's like, a big spend.
Yeah, it was like $15 back then. But I had the G Unit tape when it came out, the G Unit spinner. I'd listen to that shit all day and night. I remember that. That was probably one of my earliest memories.
What was your first album you bought with your own money?
G Unit album.
G Unit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah, the G Unit album. First one. I remember, yo, also my brother had the G Unit kicks. I had the G Unit kicks. Yeah.
Were you a 50 guy?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Still am. Shout out 50. Shout out 50. The New York guy, man. How can you not fuck with 50?
Isn't it crazy that when you were a kid, like, dudes would have you beefing and have you would have no idea?
Right.
What, like, you had no idea.
Yeah, what the fuck,
like,
you were talking about.
You'd be like, fuck that
guy.
Yeah,
like Ja Rule and shit? Yeah, nah, I wasn't like, listening to no Ja Rule. Fuck that.
And you have no idea.
Yeah, dude, you don't know about what the fuck you're talking about.
You have
about.
No idea.
Yeah, nah.
The older you get, the more you realize that shit's real. And when you're a kid, you were like, oh, I thought this was
just a fun time.
Just a fun time.
Just happy to be here.
Literally, yeah.
That was people's lives.
I think I get lucky because I don't make music. Do you still have a passion for learning that shit and making music?
Like learning music?
Yeah, like 100%. Learning the real business of it.
1,000%. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Learning the business aspect of side of things, whether it be the show, music. We got some things in the works next couple months, like 89 days, something like that. My boy's actually getting out Free D-Rock. And we about to put something together for a little record label and whatnot. But yeah, we're working towards that. I'm about to drop like a little spoken word tape where I'm just rapping and there's maybe like some effects on there. But other than that, that's what I'm working on right now, whatever comes into play from now until then. But yeah, now we're building a studio right now. And like I said, we got something in the works for
in
a couple months.
What do you mean spoken word? You mean like no beat?
No beat. Like, you're going to listen to what I'm saying.
What made you want to do that?
I did. I kept having to do this. Didn't have to do it, but at these shows that we were on and we put on and whatnot, I kept doing this solo and like a cappella. And it was just fire. People really just tuned in, listened to what I was saying. And they really remembered the words and shit. And maybe, like, that's the case for most artists and beats and whatnot. But I was just like, it's something different. The shit we do is different. I'm going to try it out. So yeah. We're going to drop it and see what happens, you know? Who knows? That's probably going to flop. But
I feel like I don't know any other. Are there any other albums like that out there?
I think, for sure, it's more like poetry, spoken words, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's probably an artist out there that has some solos, though.
I was thinking about that. You can say, like, the hardest shit, or, like, you can brag a lot, but because it's, like, rhyming, because it's, like, poetry, that's how, like, rappers can get away with bragging.
Right. Yeah. Nah, for sure. You know? Just rhyming the words and
but it makes it, like, okay.
Yeah, it's
it
fun.
It makes it okay. It's like, fun. You can't be a comedian that brags.
Why not?
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Think about like, do you listen to comedy?
Yeah, a little
bit. What comedians do you like?
Well, I did like Kevin Hart, but he kind of fell off from like the stand up and shit. Right now, you got Tom. Tom's doing a lot of cool shit. I watched their podcast. I don't watch too much stand up specials, but I've seen Shane Gillis. He's like hilarious to me right now, bro.
But he's like very like self. Like he doesn't. He like talks
down
to himself.
Yeah,
I
feel
like
that.
That's like the comedy way.
It is, I guess. You know what I mean? Making jokes of yourself for sure.
Like raps, like.
But Dave Chappelle, at this point, he's gonna brag a little bit about him being such a good comedian. You know
that's
what I'm
true,
saying?
That's true. But when you're worth that much money,
yeah.
Bro,
so there's a time and a place.
What would be your if you got all right? You get like a big check. What would be your first like huge purchase, like dumb purchase?
Paying off my house. It's my first big purchase. And then, I don't know, probably opening something up, taking care of my family. Yeah.
You're 28 years old, you got the house. That's dope.
Yeah, you know, wasn't easy, but I learned from the best and followed the right path and shit, we got there, so.
What do you mean by that?
Just the people around me, bro, and, you know, the people.
Yeah, but for real, like, buying a house, what's the right path? Like, I am asking you. You can't skirt around that
you.
Question.
I need your fucking answer.
It's all about
credit, honestly. Like, get your credit right. Get your borrowing power right, you know what I'm saying? Have some money to put down. Contact the right people, know the right people, and fucking start looking, bro. And before you know it, it's just like anything else. If you got a credit card, bro, you pay off or whatever, it's the same shit, but you own your shit. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. So, got a nice little spot.
How much would you say you need down for a house?
Honestly, it doesn't. It could depend. It all depends on who you are. Damn, you got me giving fucking financial advice out here. What the hell is happening? But it all.
What podcast did you think you were on?
I know,
bro.
I thought I was.
We tested a cookie from DoubleTree at the beginning.
It all depends, bro. Like you can have some real good credit and not have to put a lot down. You can have some real shitty credit and have to put a lot down. It all depends on who the hell you are. You know what I mean? So, it varies.
But, like, shit's really different right now with the housing market.
Yeah, so I actually bought, we actually bought our house in the middle of the pandemic. So, I ain't gonna lie to you, they had some advantages, one of them being, like, the lowest rates that the dudes ever saw for the APR.
Yeah, it was right before happening right now.
So we got lucky, but, yeah.
I bet the price on your house went crazy now, like, from when you bought it.
We doing good.
Yeah, that's a good investment.
Yeah,
right,
we doing good.
Is it, though, because all the work you got to put into it? Because I am looking and shit, so I, you know what I mean?
So honestly, to me, the work you're putting into it, you get to enjoy while you're there. Shit that we doing, bro, we going to pay this shit off. And even if not, we will anyways. And either if not, you enjoying your nice spot that you own. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Yeah. No one's telling you shit, and it's yours.
Yeah.
Own property.
Renting sucks.
It used to, you know what I'm saying? And it probably still does, but honestly, that's the type of mindset you got to be at. Renting fucking sucks, and I'd rather fucking either rent to somebody. You know what I mean? You can buy a house and fucking cut half of it and have a roommate. Share half your mortgage. You'd be fine. You know what I'm saying? It's not as hard as people think. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that with a lot of things?
Facts. Dive into it, bro. Just like a podcast. Just like fucking music. Dive into it.
Just like cooking.
Facts.
Isn't it so funny how, like, the barrier entry for cooking is really hard? Like,
yeah.
People think it's impossible to make a dish that you've eaten at a restaurant.
Right. No, 100%. And it just goes with anything. Putting the time into it, you know? Chopping an onion, you're not going to do that shit perfectly the first time. It's going to take you a few times. Getting the flavor right, you're going to fuck up. Trial and error. It's with anything in life. So cooking's a lot to do with that. Kind of like martial arts and shit, you know? You learn a lot from doing certain things like that. So,
are you a martial artist?
I wouldn't say I'm a current martial artist. I've trained martial arts. I have a love for martial arts, for sure.
Back to the cooking thing, though. The trial and error thing is true, but it is just like, it is weird how many people just eat out all the time. Like, they've never taken the time to just, like, even look up a recipe online.
Right. Like, yeah. Well, depends on, you know what I mean, who you are and shit, how your life is. But sometimes I catch myself eating out. I'm like, damn, bro, I got food at the crib too. I can go whip this up. And just depends, like, what motion you're in.
Yeah. So how did it go from, like, fucking being able to eat a cheese pizza to, like, getting, like, a cooking show and shit, you know?
So basically,
like, the passion, you know what I'm talking about?
Like, I worked in and out, like, fast food, pizza shop, little kitchens, whatnot, but a lot of my shit came from, like, watching YouTube, honestly, and, like, this dish looks dope. I want to go try this. I'll go to the grocery store, pick up the ingredients, come home, fuck it up. Go get more ingredients, bring it back home, do it again. This one tastes better, you know? And that's kind of where the love started happening, watching more videos, making more dishes, doing more things. That's what really drew me to it. And the people too, like, you meet a lot of dope people in restaurants, you know what I'm saying? Chefs, dope ass people, bro, you know what I'm saying? So real down to earth people. And it's just dope being around those people. So I put myself around those type of people, you know what I'm saying?
I have a lot of, like, forever moments that were in restaurants, like meals.
Facts.
Like meals that I remember everything about, the, like, beforehand, the
after,
going.
Facts. Yeah. Kind of like your first tattoo. You always remember that shit.
I got no tattoos. Yeah. You're tatted up. I actually, it's funny because when I met you at the Action Bronson thing, I don't think I remembered you being all tatted up.
I didn't have the hand tats back then.
That's what it was.
Didn't have the hand tats in Brooklyn.
It's like the first tattoo. Yeah.
So
that's so funny. But you know what I'm talking about, those forever.
Yeah, for sure. The everything before, after, who you were with. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have have any, like, specific ones you remember?
Dude, well, now there's honestly many of them because of the show. Like, I do the show with my brothers, my family. So, like, we're out laughing our ass off, having, like, great meals. The one that pops into mind just off that question is, like, Chef Locke, Toca Boca. He brought out I'm going to fuck it up. Now, the spring rolls, Mama Spring Rolls is fire, it's facts. But the chicken, I forget what it's called, but it's some special breaded chicken. What'd you say? The Toca Boca chicken. Nah, there's some sort of popcorn chicken. Not popcorn chicken. I forget. Lollipop chicken. That's what it was. My fault, Chef Locke. But it comes out, yo. And honestly, they're a weed-themed restaurant. And it's infused with, like, Bubba Kush smoke. comes out in like a glass. He wafts it at you. It's a beautiful chicken. That's like one of my last memories. I remember who I was with, all that shit. So, yeah.
That was the favorite?
Well, not my favorite, but like that was just the most recent one I can remember that really stood out to me. Yeah.
You don't have one, like a meal that, bro, I remember a restaurant in Scotland. I want to hear yours, but I remember this meal so specifically, bro.
Scotland, damn.
Yeah. I dated a girl who lived in Scotland, so I got to travel out there.
That's fire. Shit.
Not that ain't fire. You don't want to date a bitch who lives in Europe.
You said that shit ain't fire. Huh. My favorite dish that I can remember before and after. Shit, there's just so many. Favorite. I don't know, man. It's hard to say favorite. I've had so much good food in my life.
It's like an experience, though. I think that's why people think cooking is so hard.
Right.
It's because, like, a restaurant's like an experience.
It is.
It's not just the meal.
Facts.
So, like, creating an ambiance around the meal.
But a lot of that, like, food that comes from there, you know what I mean, is like a chef who really takes that time from the cooking, you know what I mean? So it's the two-handed aspects. The person dining, and then the person who loves what they're about to bring to you, and they're happy to put on your table, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some real fresh fire shit. Eat that, you know what I mean? So... I see it from both points, but yeah.
It's like rap. It's funny when, like, because I don't make music, but like when you're in an audience, you see a concert such a specific way.
Right.
But then when you're on stage,
you see it a little bit differently.
You see it so differently, yeah. You know?
Two hands of the coin, man.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of shit with this. Even the shit that we do, you know what I mean? Like the business aspect of being a fan. I know you're a big fan of rap. I know you've been to concerts and shit like that. How it is, you know what I mean? Like, wow. So now who you are now, putting that business aspect to all that shit that you know, you know what I mean? It all correlated, you know what I mean? From what you've seen and everything that you did behind the scenes until now, you know, yeah. So.
Do you like performing?
I don't dislike it. It's whatever to me, honestly. I'll get up there and do what I gotta do.
Are you more like behind, you like?
Kind of, but not really. With the music, I am. You know what I mean? Like, I really do enjoy, like, engineering, producing my homies and shit like that. I don't make beats or nothing like that, but, like, engineering type shit like that. But I like getting on the beat. I don't mind performing, but, yeah. I am kind of more
like,
of the guys.
Are you more, like, private person, or are you, like...
Nah, I'm out here.
Like Action Bronson, I feel like you should tell the story of the Action Bronson shit. That is crazy, yeah. Actually, because I want to talk about him.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
He
so
went to his
block party in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It was at Linistry Pizzeria. I think this was his second one. Yeah, it was. Me and my Brody, we drove down 4 hours there. We was there at like 9 a.m., bro. We seen like Nick and them from Linistry pull up, and they was setting it up. Fucking this dude pull up, and we seen Action pull up. He had a big fucking grill on the top of his car, right? And he had a Linistry dude was trying to get it himself, and we was just standing there, right? No one else around. And my bro was like, yo, you want help? He was like, nah, I'm good. And fucking he started like almost dropping this shit, so we helped him out. He fucking went and did that shit. But anyway, so we chill out, line gets longer, we're just chilling, smoking whatever, and then I'm like, here goes Sam Buck, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, bucked up, Sam Buck. And he just kind of looks around, comes and says, what's up? We take a picture. And like, mind you, we was there for a while. Sam Buck was fucking coming up. And he pulled out the quick one. Yo, you want to smoke real quick? I'm Sam Buck in the line every time. I'm in a line from now on, my man. That's for sure.
I was so hungover. That was the day after Rolling Loud. Going to Rolling Loud with Danny Brown.
Yeah.
And they shut down Piano's VIP for us. Gave us free drinks.
That's crazy.
So when I saw you, I saw the line. I saw that food. I was like, I
need
that food.
Right now.
That was amazing. That food was amazing.
It was fire, bro. What do you remember having?
That sandwich, the meatball.
Oh, yeah. No, that was lamb. Some French fries, some peppers.
Oh,
hell yeah, that shit was flame. But did you try the chicken wings?
Oh yeah, the
bro,
chicken wings.
Oh,
were,
man.
I still have the olive oil. Yeah. Fucking.
Me too, bro. From Nicholas Coleman. Yeah. Now shout out Bad Mosh. Those are some of the best chicken wings, the tandoori chicken wings I've ever had. Well, I mean, I never had tandoori chicken wings. I don't think the way that they served them shits, and them shits were different. I wish I could have grabbed the chai latte from them. I didn't.
Oh, the chai latte was spot. Bro, I love that.
I didn't get the chai latte, but we tried the pizza, bro. We bought like two of everything. And then on the way back, we stopped at Duck Donuts in New Jersey, too, and bought like 48 donuts.
Yo, you were going ham then.
Hell yeah, that's all we did, though. We traveled out there, did that, and traveled right back home. So
people were eating that sandwich and like complaining about the spice.
Nah, that shit was fire.
It was super spicy.
Me too. I'm a spicy guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What type of spice do you like?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope. I don't give a fuck. I like all sorts of peppers. Shit, long hots. I like spice. It don't matter. Yeah.
I keep going back to the Asian. It's like I love Asian spice. Like yeah. That chili pepper. Yep. Like that chili paste. That's yeah. Like that.
And we're going to have a good day today, bro.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No, but I remember the reason I bring any of that up with the Action Bronson shit. It is really funny. I watched Fuck That's Delicious, the Untitled Action Bronson. I love all this shit, but it is funny. Like, you don't really know who he is as a person.
Right. It's nah, that's like, facts. That's facts.
It's really funny how much of, like, a character he is, but his personal life is super, like,
right.
Behind hidden. The scenes. Yeah.
I mean, I guess when he's big, though. You know what I'm saying? You don't want too many people in your life like that, mm-hmm. You know? So.
But it's like a chef thing, I feel like.
I think it's more or less how you got a lot of fucking people following him, bro. You don't want people to think you get fucking a couple million fucking followers, bro. You know, you're packing shit out.
Yeah, but a lot of those dudes want everyone, like, are very public.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's just a private dude. Doesn't want to be like that. Would you be like a super, like, this is my life, this is where I live?
I wouldn't give my house, but I definitely think I'd be more public. Yeah. I think it's, like, what you want. Like, all right, you said you worked in restaurants and shit.
A restaurant, but more like pizza shop, fast food, yeah.
Okay, all right. Did you work kitchen, or were you, like, talking to people?
Nah, kitchen. Front? Kitchen.
All right, see, yeah. Like, I enjoyed the talking to people out front more than the kitchen shit, and I feel like that's, like, how I am as a person.
Right,
like,
sure.
I'd rather be out there more than, like...
Yeah, the hardcore dudes in the back.
Yeah, like, I'll work hard, but I need to talk to people right. For that.
It's a lot of shit talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit talking.
Any crazy kitchen stories?
Not really. No crazy kitchen story. First time I was ever in the fucking, I ever worked at a pizzeria. I was doing this order, these wings, these people just walked in. And I, like, turned around and dropped a whole bowl in, like, a garbage can, bro. And, like, they were waiting there, like, orders up. And I was like... kind of contemplating at that very moment just to fucking walk out the back door or help make these next wings. Like, that's like my, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Get in your car and
yeah.
Go.
Like, that was my first time, like, in there. They were like, yeah, so we'll move you out to pizza soon. You're going to do fries. You know what I'm saying? First order. Yep.
Was your kitchen clean that you were?
Not the first one I worked in. Nah, that shit was fucked up.
That makes you think about food differently.
Facts, bro. 100%. Nah, a lot of shit makes you, doing what we do now makes you think a lot differently about where you go and stuff like that, too. There's a lot of stories around here, too, like, that you just get out of fucking certain spots. You never know what to believe. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what?
I remember not too long ago. Nah, I can't.
Don't say the name of the place, but give the story.
Like, an owner or something got caught with, like, a dead pet or something like that doing something. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, but. Hell no.
I don't know what it was about. Seen the article.
Oh, there was an article?
Yeah, nah, I know.
Oh, you know it's bad when there's an article. But it's not just a rumor. Like, a rumor's bad, but when there's an article, that's even worse.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, the way you said it makes it sound sexual.
Yeah.
He did something with it. I don't know.
Yo, I'm just trying to leave out too much information, dog. Damn. Sexual.
I don't know why you're protecting this sexual animal predator.
Nah, owner of some spot to eat.
The managing the double trees probably like, what the fuck did we sign up?
That's so funny.
Yeah, when people hear us like whispering a little bit, it's because we're literally in the lobby.
Right, yeah. Kind of. There's like two lobbies. We in the second one.
Yeah, we ate their cookie.
We ate their cookies.
She should be happy I ate her cookie.
Facts. We're gonna let her know that when we go down there. Yeah. Double Tree Hilton.
Yeah, let me get another bite. I only had like a tiny little.
Shit, you eat today? I know you traveled a lot. You eat?
Yeah, I actually meal prepped a meal. Like, look, you would be disgusted by the meal I have.
What meal did you have?
This is what I like that's super easy to cook that I can just take and eat. It's this ground turkey with like a bunch of spices, like taco meat, spicy taco meat, and then like refried beans. I just cook that shit all up.
And throw like rice with it?
Yeah, I put some arugula, some like salsa on that shit, and it's perfect.
It's not that bad.
No rice actually, because the beans are the like carbs.
I got you. I got you.
It's just easy.
That's the first thing you said too. You looked at this shit and counting the calories, bro. You really think
I'm down like 25 pounds. I was gaining weight. I was pretty heavy.
Shout out Sam Buck. I gotta get on his wave.
But I feel like you probably have a good metabolism, or do you work out heavy?
No, I don't do shit right now. I've been eating heavy on the show. Honestly, not too long ago, about a year ago, I did like start working out, really going ham with like the Steel Club, the Action be using and shit. I did lose a lot of weight. I was looking good. And we back, but I gotta get on Sam Buck's level and get back in this motherfucker, but yeah.
It's hard. There's so many pieces of the pie to fill out.
That's facts.
Like life, mm-hmm. work,
mm-hmm.
happiness.
You gotta take one away. Take happiness away.
Take weight away. Yeah, don't take being healthy away.
Right. Health and happiness gone.
That's why I smoke.
Put time for anything else.
I'll do everything about smoking weed. Fuck yeah, I'll be high.
That's all you need, right? Mm-hmm. Do some weed.
Are you an edible person?
I'll take them, but I just like flower. I like smoking bud.
Edibles fuck you up.
Yeah, they do.
Like the,
we just had a.
I have 500 milligrams in the car if you want some.
I mean, don't tell me with a good time. I'll definitely fuck with it. We just had an event, and they had, like, this fudge. I ate the fudge not too long ago, and I had to lay down. That's for sure. I was high as fuck.
Hold on, everybody. The cookie is really good.
It's not bad.
I'm bringing it up to an 8 because it made me stop the podcast.
I couldn't stop eating it either. I took the first bite. I was like, man, it's just all right.
Double tree, you beat me.
Double tree Hitlin'. Hotels, go get their cookies. They got them everywhere, but yeah, Utica too. Come to Utica.
Stop. No, the cookies are only here. All the other
come here, ask for cookies. That's fucking hilarious.
Something can't be award winning if it's a chain. Is that weird?
Nah, I feel that. I feel that.
Like, it has to be so good that it's rare.
I feel that. Nah, you're right. I agree with that shit. Nah, you can't have like a CC's pizza. Like a specialty, and there's like don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's like I love a McDouble, but I'd never be like that's my favorite cheeseburger.
That's hilarious. That's your go-to order at McDonald's?
A McDouble extra pickles? What did you tell? Yes.
Extra pickles, man. Uh-huh. That's where you see San from was that SpongeBob episode where he was like, "Where's
yeah,
the?"
Yeah, that's me, bro.
I'll
Karen out if they don't give me
any. Yo, there's like one pickle on here, bro.
So I want, what's your McDonald's order?
Ah, shit. I think I get those two, just the two regular cheeseburgers, the fries, and I add mac sauce to the burgers.
You ever Karen out at a food place?
Nah.
I
don't care enough to be
you
doing that shit.
You ever Karen out once at a food place? Get mad when they fuck up your order?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You?
Oh, 100%.
You've never gotten mad.
Probably got mad, but I finesse more fast food spots than I fucking got finessed by.
What's your finesse? Give
oh, nah, you just, trust me.
What the camera give some fast food?
Oh, shit. No particular spot or anything, but you just got to be around, driving around, see some people, and it's busy, and give a call like, yo, I just came through, fucked up my order. You can do it a couple different ways. Well, that was my go-to.
Like, that's not a good tip. You need to explain this more. There's always people around.
Listen, it's a busy drive-through. Drive past, see there's a busy drive-through somewhere. You know what I mean? You fucking hungry. You ain't got no bread on you. You know what I'm saying? So you call them like, hey, I just came through a couple minutes ago. I got a fucking double What you get? The McDouble? McDouble extra fucking pickles, and they ain't got no pickles on here. Can I come back through? Yeah, we just gonna give you the whole fucking meal. Can I put a name in the book? And you say, yeah, my name is fucking Mike. And then you come through as Mike and get your fucking order.
I agree with your story, but the way you started it out, it doesn't need to be cars around. You could just call.
Yeah, and, you could just call.
You could be like, you know the green Jeep with license plate.
Right, yeah.
483.
Nah, you definitely get McDouble, bro.
Yeah.
300 pickles.
They don't give a fuck.
300 pickles, extra mayo.
Except my friend worked at McDonald's. He told me that if there's like cash missing from the register, they take it from your paycheck.
Damn. Like whose paycheck? Just whoever's paycheck?
It's whoever was working that register.
Damn, bro. Damn, Mickey D's is tough up, bro.
So I was like, that's a feds.
That's why I always got someone with a bob cut running the fucking window, bro, because she's worried about that shit.
Yo, it looks like a communist dictator at a good McDonald's.
Fucking little bow tie too tight on the neck.
I need Castro running my McDonald's.
I need a leader.
What's your fast food spot?
Oh, fuck. I worked there, so Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
That doesn't make sense. You worked there, so that is your
spot? Yeah.
I feel like that's counterintuitive.
Nah, fuck with tacos. Taco Bell. On a late night. Lit. Which that's where I'm going
Crunch
there.
Crunch Supreme?
Yeah, hell yeah. Crunch Wrap Supreme. Cheesy Gordita Crunch. Fucking it up.
Do you get the Baja Blast?
Hell yeah. If you go to McDonald's and don't get the Baja Blast, what
How
you doing?
Do you think they paid for the Baja Blast?
I don't know. Good price, but they're making good money back.
It's an exclusive, like McDonald's doesn't have an
exclusive drink. That's facts. Had that high C that was bussing. That Sprite that just, I don't know, puts helium into your brain, but
yeah.
They do got that type of shit.
You ever been down to Atlanta?
Nah, I haven't been fucking nowhere.
They got
just being real.
There's no reason you're talking this place up so much.
I haven't been fucking nowhere. Just Utica.
Yeah. You haven't gone nowhere?
Nah, not really like that, nah.
You got to, bro.
Yeah, nah, I plan to.
Just like, where's the farthest you've been?
I think fucking Massachusetts Theory Wellness.
Have you ever been to Buffalo?
Nah, New York City. Yeah.
All right, you've been to New York.
Yeah, the city. Yeah.
All right.
I think I might have been to like Pinocchio's racetrack or Pocono's racetrack when I was a kid. I think that's Pennsylvania. It was fucking terrible when I was a kid. But
so the food here is good, like that.
Fire.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like to have a palate like yours. I feel like you would have had like a well-traveled. You know, I was gonna say, well-traveled
talk. Yeah, that's fucking pause. Oh my gosh! But nah, I was saying to you earlier off camera that like Utica is actually like a refugee town. We got a lot of like Italians who like settled here type shit. We got a lot of Italians who came here from the city, came here from Buffalo. So we kind of get like a real different melting pot of all sorts of different food around here. You can get Thai, soul. We about to go get Asian cuisine. Like, you can get all sorts of crazy shit around here that you just really wouldn't expect. So there's like little holes in the wall, little burger spots that you stop at and get like the best burger in your life. And then you got like what we're famous for, you know what I mean? We got chicken riggies. You ever heard of them?
No.
Utica thing, chicken riggies, tomato pie.
Wait, what is a chicken riggie? You can't just say it.
A chicken is chicken riggie. So you got rigatone, you know what I'm saying? Rigatone pasta. It's kind of like a vodka sauce, a little different Utica way. You got peppers, onions, a little bunched up chicken. You can put, olives, mushrooms. You can put pretty much anything that you want in it. A lot of that's pretty much the base right there. And you put it all, it's almost like an Italian chili, but it's what we're famous for. I think it started in Clinton and then kind of expanded to Utica and people started doing the things, which Clinton's not far from Utica, so it's like one of our famous dishes. And then we got tomato pie, upside down pizza.
No.
Gotta grab them a slice then on the way out of here, at least
What's
one.
An upside down pizza?
So it's a pizza made upside down. It's usually in a square. It's kind of like a grandma style, kind of like a traditional style pie, but it's an upside down Utica pie. So you got the sausage like on the bottom. You know what I mean? It's in a square pan. Throw it on the bricks when it's done, sauce on top, cheese on bottom, grated on top when it comes out. It's really different. It's crunchy, it's soft, but it's really good. We're going to have to grab him a slice on the way up out of here, yeah, for sure.
What's a tomato pie?
Oh, shit, a tomato pie. The tomato pie is it's basically a square crust, too. It's a little thinner than upside down pizza. It's usually served cold. It's softer on the serve, light sauce, and just grated cheese. And you usually get that at like parties and shit. You know what I mean? Like weddings, yeah, a little starter. A couple boxes, people just gather around the box, grabbing tomato pie, smashing it.
There's so many, bro. Have you ever heard of South Shore Pizza? Yeah. South Shore Bar Pizza.
Haven't.
It's from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
There's so many just like random. Yeah. Like, it's pizza that has no crust. Like it goes all the way to the edge.
Well, just oh, like, I got you. I think I have seen something like that. Yeah, you just don't see it.
South Shore Bar Pizza. I'm like, what the
fuck?
It's from Massachusetts.
Well, where's your favorite pizza from? Because you traveled. You've been all over the place.
Ooh, my favorite pizza?
There's one answer to this.
Is it New York?
It's New York, baby. What do you think, though? Because it's really opinion-based.
I would say...
It is New York, though.
Well, you know that, like, I think it's New Haven, Connecticut.
It's really good. I've heard that it's really good. I haven't been there. That's our next trip. But I just feel like
Detroit
New York slice.
Has good pizza.
Okay.
But no, New York has really good pizza. The best food I've ever had in my life has been in Austin, Texas.
Okay. We'll get barbecue?
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Fuck with some barbecue. Like
barbecue in Austin, Texas. How you are? What you eat there?
Everything, bro. Every brisket, fucking ribs. Like, I'll eat whatever. Are you a barbecue guy?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is there good barbecue here?
Nah. Not really. Maybe there's some spots in Syracuse. Oh, yeah, Ray Brothers, too. Yeah, shout out Ray Brothers.
What's the
Ray
best Brothers. Pizza here?
Oh, fuck. We got a lot of good pizza. I can list a couple of them, for sure.
I need one.
Oh, man, best pizza.
You got to put your money on him. Put your money
fuck,
where your
man.
Mouth is.
That's tough, though. That's hard. Ah, fuck.
I'll let you get three.
Okay. All right. I'll go hot off the brizzy, hot off the brick. Shout out Mike Wally. They're definitely one of the best. Shit. Good too. So I'm talking regular, like, New York style slice, though, now, because we have different style pieces around here. But we got Big J's, hot off the brick, and probably slice.
Those
slice
the,
pizza.
Slice
three.
Those are the three?
Yep. Sheesh. Toca Boca's up there around here. That's
what's Toca Boca?
Toca Boca's that shit I talked about earlier with Chef Locke.
Oh,
with the weed, the lollipop chicken. It's a weed, not infused yet, but themed restaurant. It will be infused at some point. But that's one of the top spots right now to go to. Shit, we got so many goddamn restaurants too. Shit, we got Need to Eat Bakery down the road over here. That shit's fire. Breakfast bakery. We got a bunch of shit, man. It's really hard to say.
Have you ever done one of those infused meals?
Yeah, I have. We actually served infused chicken wings.
Ooh,
at our last pop
up.
Bro. And people were getting fucked up off them too. Like, we didn't know that it was gonna be like that, but we did some red cabbage slaw on the side, and then we smoked, then fried the wings, and then we put it with cilantro lime, and then we had some wheat aioli, wheat butter. It was pretty fucking good.
I did that on Thanksgiving. I was in Detroit, and they shut down this Asian restaurant, and they gave us an infused meal.
That's fair.
But also because it was shut down, they let us smoke in the restaurant. So every time we finish smoking, they bring us another joint.
That's crazy.
And we're eating these infused meals.
Was that with Danny Brown?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
Comatose for fucking like.
Ever.
After those infused meals, bro, you're just like
can't even
move, bro. That was
last while smoking joints. Yeah.
I didn't think I was gonna make it to Utica at 500 milligrams last night, and that shit fucked me up.
I didn't think I was gonna make it.
I didn't think I was gonna make it, bro. I was so high last night.
That's
I got
hilarious.
20 piece McNugget. I ate all 20 pieces.
What sauce on the side?
Ranch.
Damn, ranch.
What's
okay.
Your McDonald's sauce.
Probably just buffalo. Maybe sweet and sour.
they got this sweet, they had it.
That Mambo or whatever, that right? Hell yeah, that shit was fire. Shout out that.
Hey, if you got that shit, DM me, I'll buy it.
that's facts. Yeah, that shit went away. What the fuck? That's crazy.
Do you have any snacks like that? Drinks, foods that went away that like you miss?
I don't think so. Yeah. You?
Starbucks used to make this energy drink.
So we don't fuck with Starbucks around here, really. I mean, some people do, but we Dunkin' Donuts around here.
You're anti-Starbucks?
Nah, we ain't anti, but we run on Dunkin'. We run on Dunkin'. I get a fucking oat milk latte straight. Nothing else.
Nothing straight about an oat milk latte. I'm sorry.
That shit was so funny, bro.
You throw me over the rail.
Oh my gosh.
But you set me up.
My son got me.
I'm sorry. That was bad. Do you trust the food at Dunkin'?
Maybe like a bagel.
The hash browns?
Them shits is fire, though.
Those are better than McDonald's French fries. I should be sponsored by McDonald's. I think I mentioned them like six times.
Get them on the line. Get your own meal out. The Sam Buck meal. 300 pickles. 300. On the McDouble.
20 nuggets. 300 pickles.
On the McDouble. The Sam Buck combo. Yeah, no bevy.
No bevy. Are you kidding me? I got a seltzer in the car.
I got a seltzer in the car.
I got a seltzer in the car.
What's that?
Spoken word shit.
Not sure yet. I'm still kind of just fucking with it, but probably next couple months.
And you said season 3's?
On the way. Yes, sir.
When's that coming out?
January 18th.
This will probably be dropping right around then.
Nice. Yeah, that's dope. Yep, so January 18th, season 3.
You said your first episode with?
The first episode of season 3 is with Frank Pinello. Shout out Frank Pinello out there in Brooklyn. Best pizza. Is what he runs out there. He's got a couple different locations, but he's also the dude who hosted the pizza show on Vice. Yep. So we went out and interviewed him. Got to chill out, pick his brain, eat. It was dope.
How'd that cut together?
Probably just bugging his Instagram for a while.
That works.
It works sometimes.
That works. Bro. That works. You got to go out there.
Yeah, nah. He just sometimes I just sent like clips of like our pizza reviews. You know what I mean? Just in there. Following him, like I'm a real fan of that though. Like he was like a big inspiration to me, along with Action, Maddie. There's a lot of people, but just to go out there, bro, and just chill with them.
And to have that, you'll always have.
And that's like a cool thing. Like that episode means a lot to me. I can't wait. I can't wait for season 3, bro. And you know, also, my boy.
Where are we about to go eat?
We're about to go eat at Wukong Asian Restaurant.
Yo, I'm so excited. That's why I didn't eat a lot before I came.
Yeah, hell yeah. And we about to eat. We about to eat, bro. And now you need a one slice of. I'm about to hit. We got to hit someone up and get a slice for this guy.
Upside down pizza.
We got to get that.
Upside down pizza.
Joe's Pizzeria, Whitesboro, New York. Shout out Joe's. Shout out everybody at Joe's. You got like a couple of them over here. They're like OGs. Trios was an OG. They recently sold. To somebody, someone else was running Trios, had Lori's Pizza, Joe's Pizza, and Oskanitz. Oskanitz is kind of the one who brought it here. They're actually the second oldest in USA history pizzerias.
Really?
Really.
Damn.
And they brought, like, that upside-down pizza. So.
How old are they?
Fuck. How old is let me see real quick.
Old.
It's old as shit.
That's crazy.
Second one. I think there's one before it.
I don't know.
And it's in New Jersey, the one before it. If you could ever try one of these slices that they brought down here, you'd be like, damn, bro.
More about
Janelle. Yes, sir.
Man, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for coming down,
going
too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bro. Really fun. I'm excited as hell for that food.
I'm excited, too, bro.
Check out season 3. Where can people find your shit?
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all over the spot. The main channel has all our pizza reviews. Both seasons 1 and 2. We'll have season 3. The wing reviews. I got music on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the big names, G-I-O Gump, like Forrest. No, we not related, but stupid is as stupid does, you heard?
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, man.